Pantsman told KPCW he attended two open houses on the Tesoro pipeline, but found there wasn't much information on the routing the pipe would take from the Uinta Basin to refineries in Salt Lake. He said the Weber District is really concerned that Tesoro's preferred alternative of three would follow the Weber River for 18 miles through eastern Summit County.
And the preferred alignment basically followed the Weber River starting at Oakley, paralleled the Weber River right adjacent to the river, and then paralleled the eastern shoreline of Rockport Reservoir, and then back along the Weber River all the way to Colville, and then crosses the Weber River and goes over to Bountiful area. Well, for about 18 miles, it is adjacent to the Weber River, and there are so many issues regarding not only the waterway and the water itself, but the riparian areas, the environmental impacts that could possibly be detrimental if something were to happen to a pipeline.
You said all the routes are risky to some degree.
There's another alignment that parallels the East Canyon Creek, which isn't a lot better. I mean, there's just tons of issues there. The other one goes more directly along I-80 into Salt Lake City, Salt Lake County. We don't see as many environmental impacts through there, but there are impacts nevertheless.
Tesoro's options raise the question of why their routes run near river and stream corridors. Pantsman said their answer is that the routes follow already established utility lines.
The natural gas pipeline alignment follows that, as well as probably another. I know Kern River goes through there somewhere. So that was the response that we got. Well, there's already some alignments there. Why not just put a third one? And our response to that is, well, putting another high-pressure crude oil pipeline with a couple of other significantly high-pressure pipelines probably isn't the greatest idea. If one blows, are they all going to blow? Are they all going to cause even a bigger impact?
He said he would support having Tesoro and the Forest Service do more analysis on other options. Pantsman has said it's not a matter of if, but when a pipeline break happens. He said that'll be a major problem for more than 500,000 people served by the Weber River. The river is the major source for the Weber Conservancy District.
So the Weber Basin Water Conservancy District supplies drinking water, irrigation water, industrial water to four counties and a portion of the fifth, all of Summit County, Morgan, Davis, and Weber counties. There's approximately 600,000 people in those counties that rely on our drinking water source, and most of that water comes from the Weber River. We take that water and treat it in our treatment plants and then wholesale it to the cities and water districts in the area. As we've seen, at least the other three breaks in oil or gas pipelines in the last few years in Utah, it takes months for that cleanup effort to really take place and be completed.
He said he's not opposed to a pipeline per se. Like Tesoro advocates, he also wants to avoid hundreds of trips for oil tankers down Highway 40.
There are probably more significant risks associated with that many trucks on the highway, and they're also driving close to waterways as well. But so, yes, we just think that it needs to be vetted, and it needs to be aligned in an appropriate area where there's a significant buffer away from any significant environmental or drinking water sources.
Pantsman recommends the pipeline planners do what they can to make the line secure, plus establish some kind of buffer from the water corridors.
So that they, if it does rupture, they have room then and an area to respond and clean up any spill before it enters a waterway. So I don't know what that distance is, whether it's 1,000 feet, whether it's a half a mile, but some sort of buffer away from the waterways and the riparian areas that protect those. And also if they were to strategically place some emergency response containers along the route, maybe every few miles, so that those could have supplies of booms and different apparatuses to throw in the river or protect waterways from getting contaminated.
Scott Patsman, Assistant General Manager for the Weber Basin Water District. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.